gunfire at a California home.
There was about 35 people. They were at a football party.
Chaos on campus. In Hong Kong.
Students equipped with makeshift catapults, slingshots, and petrol bombs.
Biden tops battleground poll.
The key criteria for Democrats is who can defeat Donald Trump.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Four dead, six wounded, the toll at a home in Fresno, California. CBS's Steve Futterman says police want to find out who opened fire.
It was a Sunday night football watch party that turned deadly.
Somebody came up on foot, possibly at least one suspect, and began firing.
Michael Reed is Fresno's deputy police chief. The gunfire began just before 8 o'clock. There were nearly three dozen people at the gathering.
Three people died on scene, all Asian males between the ages of 25 and 30. One was critical, was transported to CRMC, where he succumbed to his injuries.
Right now, police say they have no idea what prompted the shooting. They are looking into a number of possibilities, including whether it might have been gang-related.
We're going to be canvassing the neighborhood to see if we have any other witnesses. We're going to exhaust every investigative lead we can to find out who did this.
So far, there are no arrests. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Fresno, California.
Well, in Southern California, there were tears and tributes for the two students gunned down last week at their high school.
A sea of about 10,000 people filled Santa Clarita Central Park for a vigil to remember the victims of the Saugus High School shooting.
We must remember Gracie and Dominic for who they were, loving, selfless, happy young people.
Many here are Saugus High School students.
I know most of the victims, which it still hasn't hit me. Like, once I don't see them for a while, I realize that, like, they're gone.
Others came from rival high schools to show their support.
There's a lot of, like, sadness in the community, but it brought the community together stronger, better than ever.
Emily Valdez for CBS News, Santa Clarita.
Well, overseas, violence in Hong Kong. CBS's Remy Innocencio says protesters and police battled on a campus that's under siege.
Police pushed past student barricades and into Hong Kong's prestigious Polytechnic University. The university's president appealed to protesters to abandon violence. But as some students attempted to leave the campus, they retreated in the face of approaching law enforcement. These protesters attacked an ambulance in an effort to free an injured woman who was also under arrest.
Police report more than 150 arrests. Back here at home, CBS's Nancy Cordes has the latest on the House impeachment inquiry.
Over the weekend, White House budget official Mark Sandy reportedly told lawmakers in private testimony that the president's decision to freeze aid to Ukraine this summer was highly irregular and that he could never get an explanation for it. Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson argued it would have been better if none of this had been exposed.
That funding would have been restored and our relationship with Ukraine would be far better off than it is today.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said there's one witness who could clear things up.
The president could come right before the committee and speak all the truth that he wants if he wants to, take the oath of office, or he could do it in writing.
Open hearings resume tomorrow. In a new CBS News battleground poll, Joe Biden has wrestled the lead back from Elizabeth Warren in the Democratic presidential race. CBS News Director of Elections Anthony Salvanto.
We see 36% of Democrats, and in particular those not yet considering her, say that her plans would be too liberal to defeat Donald Trump. Only 6%, for example, say that about what they think of Joe Biden's plans.
In Iowa, the first caucus state, Pete Buttigieg has the lead. It appears any possible federal action amid concerns over vaping may have gone up in smoke.
We'll be coming out with something next week very important on vaping.
When he was last asked about his stance on e-cigarettes 10 days ago, the president vowed to take action to protect America's kids.
So we're going to have an age limit of 21 or so?
2 months ago, Mr. Trump vowed to go further by enacting a federal ban on most flavored e-cigarettes. But when he spoke on November 8th, the president didn't mention that. Instead, he talked about the impact on the industry.
We have a lot of people to look at, including jobs.
Now the Washington Post reports Mr. Trump has decided not to ban flavors, in part due to the fear of lost jobs, but also due to fears of lost votes. Vaping enthusiasts were furious. A White House spokesman tells the paper the rulemaking process on vaping is still ongoing, and quote, "I will not speculate on the final outcome." Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
In Britain, Prince Andrew's latest attempt to distance himself from the late Jeffrey Epstein may have only made things worse. We're live in London with CBS's Vicky Barker.
Do you regret the whole friendship with Epstein?
Now, still not.
Prince Andrew telling the BBC his sense of honor kept him in touch with the convicted pedophile, insisting he has no memory of the woman who says she was trafficked to Andrew at 17.
Where is the sense of this is awful, this is terrible, I feel terrible for the victims?
Lawyer Lisa Bloom represents five women who say they were trafficked by Epstein. Prince Andrew is standing by his interview, which at least one royal watcher has described as a car crash.
Well, Ford is recalling 168,000 F-150 pickup trucks to fix an electrical issue with a battery terminal that could cause fires or engine stalling. Ford says it's not aware of any issues reported by owners of the 19 and 20 models. A new electric crossover vehicle from Ford has the look and nameplate of the best-selling sports car of all time.
The Mustang feel apparent in both the styling and the acceleration of this small SUV. It has an electric range that in some configurations can approach 300 miles.
It's a vehicle that can make you want to have an electric vehicle, and you'll know it's a Mustang.
Ford Electrification Chief Ted Canna says the first Mustang Mach-E will hit the market late next year. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The NASCAR championship goes to Kyle Busch. He won the season finale in Homestead, Florida. Washington may be in a trade battle with Beijing, but a long-standing U.S. agreement with China will be honored tomorrow, and it means a farewell for a panda that captured our attention. Here's CBS News correspondent Steve Dorsey.
It was 4 years ago Bebe made his public debut.
Bebe, the giant panda cub, faced the media for the first time just minutes ago at the National Zoo in Washington.
Now visitors to the zoo are celebrating the panda's last day before he departs for China tomorrow. In fact, he'll be FedExed on a specially chartered plane from Dulles to Chengdu, accompanied by the National Zoo's animal care team and a supply of treats, including apples and sweet potatoes. A breeding program between the U.S. and China requires all pandas born at the zoo to move to China. Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Washington.
And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.